Hey, welcome to Haphazard Homestead. If you watch many of my videos, you know I eat a lot of weeds. Sure, I garden, but my garden has weeds too. Today, I'm going to go over two key strategies for picking weeds to eat from a garden. I'll throw in a few helpful tips along the way too. The first strategy works best when you have one kind of weed taking over and trying to dominate that garden space. Earlier this spring, when I was rehabilitating one of my blueberry patches and putting in a border, I found one plant that's a persistent problem, it was prevalent, and it was prime for picking. So that's what I keyed in on. What plant was that? It was wild geranium. I picked a nice mess of geranium leaves. Here's a tip. Even though I picked all the wild geranium, I didn't keep all the wild geranium. I put all the pulled plants in my compost pile and kept only the best leaves to eat. I do have to admit that I did keep a few other plants that I always find it hard to resist. That is, plantain here on the left, cleavers at the top, and dock over there on the right. Those are all great plants. The second strategy works best when there's a mix of different plants, mostly at their young, tender, and mildest tasting stage. This strategy is to pick a wide variety of weeds, even though no one kind will be enough for a meal. This strategy takes more mental effort to look at each plant and decide what it is and whether to keep it for the kitchen. Here are some special tips for this strategy. It's still important. It's probably even more important to pick clean and to pick organized. If you just start picking all sorts of stuff and mixing it all, then it's going to be a lot harder to check. It's just going to be more tedious to check when you get it back in the kitchen and you're trying to assure that you've only picked the things that you really know are edible. So try to be organized. If you have to use a couple of different containers, go ahead and do it. Now, when you're in the garden and it's a weed, it's going to be more dirty because the rain will splash up against it. It's not like picking in the clean grass. Consider it a good opportunity to get to know those plants well, to really know the cleavers, the wild lettuce, the plantain, wild geranium, the dock, another wild lettuce, and bittercress or peppercress, wintercress, whatever you call it. That's another principle, is I didn't pick every weed that needed to be weeded out of this area. You don't have to pick the weeds that people have been walking on, that have been out in the stressed areas in between the rows. It's just like picking blackberries. Do you feel like you have to pick every blackberry? No. Just pick the ones that are nice. That's the notion. That's the great thing about weeds. They're abundant. They'll be there. Enjoy what's in season. Enjoy what's there at the time you're picking. All right? So there you go. I hope you take the time to look closely at the weeds in your garden and learn which ones are good to eat, and then enjoy them. And then you can enjoy your weed-free garden, too. If you found this video helpful, I'd appreciate you sharing it or subscribing to my channel. I'm also interested to know, what is your favorite garden weed to eat? I hope things are going well at your place. Thanks for watching. Bye!